5 May, 1912. Talk at Plymouth Congregational Church, 935 East 50th Street, Chicago, Illinois. Notes by Marzia Moss. I offer thanks to God for the privilege of being present in an assemblage which is commemorating Him, whose members have no thought or intention save His good pleasure and the unbiased investigation of reality. I praise God for this meeting of human souls, free from the bondage of imitations and prejudice, willing to examine reasonably and accept that which is found to be true. In our solar system, the center of illumination is the sun itself. Through the will of God, this central luminary is the one source of the existence and development of all phenomenal things. When we observe the organisms of the material kingdoms, we find that their growth and training are dependent upon the heat and light of the sun. Without this quickening impulse, there would be no growth of tree or vegetation. Neither would the existence of animal or human be possible. In fact, no forms of created life would be manifest upon the earth. But if we reflect deeply, we will perceive that the great bestower and giver of life is God. The sun is the intermediary of His will and plan. Without the bounty of the sun, therefore, the world would be in darkness. All illumination of our planetary system proceeds or emanates from the solar center. Likewise, in the spiritual realm of intelligence and idealism, there must be a center of illumination, and that center is the everlasting, ever-shining sun, the Word of God. Its lights are the lights of reality, which have shone upon humanity, illumining the realm of thought and morals, conferring the bounties of the divine world upon man. These lights are the cause of the education of souls and the source of the enlightenment of hearts, sending forth in effulgent radiance the message of the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. In brief, the moral and ethical world and the world of spiritual regeneration are dependent for their progressive being upon that heavenly center of illumination. It gives forth the light of religion and bestows the life of the Spirit, imbues humanity with archetypal virtues, and confers eternal splendors. This sun of reality, this center of effulgences, is the prophet or manifestation of God. Just as the phenomenal sun shines upon the material world, producing life and growth, likewise the spiritual or prophetic sun confers illumination upon the human world of thought and intelligence. And unless it rose upon the horizon of human existence, the kingdom of man would become dark and extinguished. The sun of reality is one sun, but it has different dawning places. Just as the phenomenal sun is one, although it appears at various points of the horizon. During the time of summer, the luminary of the physical world rises far to the north of the equinoctial. In spring and fall, it dawns midway, and in winter it appears in the most southerly point of its zodiacal journey. These day springs, or dawning points, differ widely. But the sun is ever the same sun, whether it be the phenomenal or spiritual luminary. Souls who focus their vision upon the sun of reality will be the recipients of the light, no matter from what point it rises. But those who are fettered by adoration of the dawning point are deprived when it appears in a different station upon the spiritual horizon. Furthermore, just as the solar cycle has its four seasons, the cycle of the sun of reality has its distinct and successive periods. Each brings its vernal season or springtime. When the sun of reality returns to quicken the world of mankind, a divine bounty descends from the heaven of generosity. The realm of thoughts and ideals is set in motion and blessed with new life. Minds are developed. Hopes brighten. Aspirations become spiritual. The virtues of the human world appear with freshened power of growth, and the image and likeness of God become visible in man. It is the springtime of the inner world. After the spring, summer comes with its fullness and spiritual fruitage. Autumn follows with its withering winds which chill the soul. The sun seems to be going away, until at last the mantle of winter overspreads, and only faint traces of the effulgence of that divine sun remain. Just as the surface of the material world becomes dark and dreary, the soil dormant, the trees naked and bare, and no beauty or freshness remains to cheer the darkness and desolation, so the winter of the spiritual cycle witnesses the death and disappearance of divine growth and extinction of the light and love of God. But again the cycle begins, and a new springtime appears. In it, the former springtime has returned. The world is resuscitated, illumined, and attains spirituality. Religion is renewed and reorganized. Hearts are turned to God. The summons of God is heard, and life is again bestowed upon man. For a long time, the religious world has been weakened, and materialism has advanced. The spiritual forces of life are waning. Moralities were becoming degraded. Composure and peace had vanished from souls, and satanic qualities were dominating hearts. Strife and hatred overshadowed humanity. Bloodshed and violence prevailed. God was neglected. The sun of reality seemed to have gone completely. Deprivation of the bounties of heaven was a fact, and so the season of winter fell upon mankind. But in the generosity of God, a new springtime dawned. The lights of God shone forth. The effulgent sun of reality returned and became manifest. The realm of thoughts and kingdom of hearts became exhilarated. A new spirit of life breathed into the body of the world, and continuous advancement became apparent. I hope that the lights of the Sun of Reality will illumine the whole world, so that no strife and warfare, no battles and bloodshed remain. May fanaticism and religious bigotry be unknown. All humanity enter the bond of brotherhood. Souls consort in perfect agreement. The nations of earth at last hoist the banner of truth, and the religions of the world enter the divine temple of oneness. For the foundations of the heavenly religions are one reality. Reality is not divisible. It does not admit multiplicity. All the holy manifestations of God have proclaimed and promulgated the same reality. They have summoned mankind to reality itself, and reality is one. The clouds and mists of imitations have obscured the sun of truth. We must forsake these imitations, dispel these clouds and mists, and free the sun from the darkness of superstition. Then will the sun of truth shine most gloriously. Then all the inhabitants of the world will be united. The religions will be one. Sects and denominations will reconcile. All nationalities will flow together in the recognition of one fatherhood, and all degrees of humankind will gather in the shelter of the same tabernacle, under the same banner. Until the heavenly civilization is founded, no result will be forthcoming from material civilization, even as you observe. See what catastrophes overwhelm mankind. Consider the wars which disturb the world. Consider the enmity and hatred. The existence of these wars and conditions indicates and proves that the heavenly civilization has not yet been established. If the civilization of the kingdom be spread to all the nations, this dust of disagreement will be dispelled, these clouds will pass away, and the sun of reality, in its greatest effulgence and glory, will shine upon mankind. O God, O Thou who givest, this congregation is turning to Thee, casting their glances toward Thy kingdom and favor, longing to behold the lights of Thy face. O God, bless this nation, confirm this government, reveal Thy glory unto this people, and confer upon them life eternal. O God, illumine the faces, render the hearts radiant, exhilarate the breasts, crown the heads with the diadem of thy providence, and cause them to soar in thy pure atmosphere, so they may reach the highest pinnacles of thy splendor. Assist them in order that this world may ever find the light and effulgence of thy presence. O God, shelter this congregation and admonish this nation. Render them progressive in all degrees. May they become leaders in the world of humanity. May they be thine examples among humankind. May they be manifestations of thy grace. May they be filled with the inspiration of thy word. Thou art the powerful, thou art the mighty, thou art the giver, and thou art the omniscient.